Small business and consumers are open to a wider universe of lenders these days. This as there has been a growth of non-financial lenders and alternative lenders with a fintech offering. But one financial expert is warning that while competition in this space is potentially good for customers, he's cautioning against seemingly more risk appetite among particularly new lenders, and warns that if left unchecked, we could have the makings of a possible credit crisis. Well, to share his insights on the matter, I'm joined on the line by Gary Palmer. He's the founder and CEO of Paragon Lending. Thanks very much for joining us, Gary. Before we get into the nitty-gritties of the conversation, you are a lender yourself. Just tell us a little bit about what Paragon Lending does.
So, good evening to you and your listeners. Paragon Lending Solutions focuses on all forms of debt. So we provide funding ourselves, and we're backed by one of the banks for short to medium term property-backed loans. But due to the demand, we've created a debt advisory side to our business. So if any client is looking for funding, even short term or long term, we can provide the solution.
So not that long ago, it was mainly the traditional banks that you'd go to borrow money, but that's all changed now. Just give us a sense of how the landscape has changed and some of the pros and cons that have come with it.
Yeah, it's completely changed. I mean, you know, a few years ago, I used to deal with maybe four or five commercial banks. When I started Paragon 10 years ago, I mean, I could list the number of non-bank lenders on my hands. Mm. The market's completely changed now, which is good. I mean, it's following international trends. The term fintech, whilst it's been bandied around for the last, I'd say, 3-4 years, it's actually come to fruition. So there are so many fintech companies that focus on, you know, obviously technology and finance, offering sort of financial solutions to individuals, so yes, on the consumer side, but also to the SME market. So when you read the paper and you hear about competition within the banks, so I speak about with Xero and Time and Discovery,
yes,
so that's competition within the banks. We've also seen massive increase in the number of normal non-bank lenders, not necessarily fintech. And that's mainly as a result of, you know, lots of these big corporates are sitting with so much cash at the moment, not really sure where to deploy it. So they think, well, let's get into lending. So we've seen lots of that.
Mm.
And then also now with the fintech companies, there's been, you know, a huge increase in the number of fintech companies now offering finance. So overall, it's a completely different landscape with great positives, which I'll discuss, but also some concerns.
You've expressed concerns about fintech-type companies where, in some instances, you have people setting up these structures who may have great tech experience but don't necessarily bring in expertise that understands finance and banking. I mean, that sounds quite risky indeed, but just elaborate on that.
So the technology is, I mean, brilliant. I mean, some of the tech you see to finance the SMEs or consumers is really unbelievable. You know, really is top. I mean, I know there are lots of companies in Australia doing this, in the UK and America, and some of the companies we got here are exceptional. But it's based on, you know, algorithms and the tech. But there are certain lending principles one always has to follow.
Hmm.
And whilst, you know, some of the lending principles the banks adopt may be, you know, too restrictive, and as a result, they haven't really funded SMEs. So this space is great, but at the end of the day, you need to follow certain principles. And the issue also is interest rates and fees, you know. So, you know, they say, well, hold on, lending to SMEs is more risky. But a lot of the SMEs don't know exactly the overall cost that they're paying, you know. And, you know, when you actually break it down and understand the fees and the costs and the restructuring costs, etc., I mean, they can get into the range of per annum, even though the loans are designed for relatively short term, it can be in the region of, you know, 40 to 50%, even more.
Mm.
And you know, many, and in this economy, and this is the risk, in this economy where really there's no growth, you know, there's political uncertainty, business confidence is low, I'm not sure how any SME or even big corporate can sustain, you know, interest rates in that range.
Yeah, but why would these new alternative lenders be so unconcerned about lending properly, lending practices, especially, like you say, in the current climate where it's known that both the consumer and businesses are fragile? Surely they would be running the risk of losing capital if things went haywire.
Yeah, so firstly, there was a massive void that needed to be filled, and that was the SME market. You know, the banks were not really focused on this area. So the void that's now being filled, and there's still a massive opportunity for more people to get in, was there. So, you know, you had customers requiring funding. So if you're starting a new restaurant or you're in hospitality, where do you, you know, the issue is where do the people get the money to start a business, or maybe their business was operational for a year and suddenly they were expanding. You know, the problem with all the issues relating to the banks was the banks just weren't there for a lot of these clients. So there was a need, and the need's been filled, and that's fantastic. But obviously, you know, even these fintech companies need to raise capital themselves to on-lend. So it does become an expensive process, but also the risk is relatively high, you know, because often these deals will be completely unsecured. So you are lending to a business that hasn't been around that long, hoping that they're going to grow and absorb the cost. But now, as the economy is, you know, retracted and confidence isn't there, I think you will definitely see an increase in the level of bad debts. And also a lot of these non-bank lenders as well, I mean, not necessarily fintech, they haven't experienced this cycle before. And now they're not that experienced in lending. So, you know, as I often say to clients, you must be comfortable with the lender as the lender is comfortable with them. Because if something goes wrong, and this is the key, if something goes wrong, you know, you can always, like when you're dealing with a bank or an established non-bank lender, you know who to call, and you know they've got deep pockets and big balance sheets, so they can assist you through the difficult times. But yeah, I'm not sure that a lot of these new lenders can do that.
In 30 seconds, where's the regulator in all of this?
Well, you know, there are regulations in terms of the National Credit Act. So when, you know, when dealing with consumers, you know, now these fintech companies are lending money to individuals, they are governed by the National Credit Act. There's the Consumer Protection Act. But in this space, when it needs a little bit more regulation, especially, you know, when it comes to fees versus, you know, you've got raising fees, interest, you know, it's just couched in different ways, which is difficult for the SME to completely understand it. So I think additional regulation will definitely need to come because, you know, when the number of lenders, certainly in my time as non-bank lenders, has tripled in the last few years, and I think you're going to see some cracks forming and then, you know, more regulation.
Gary, thank you very much for the conversation. That was Gary Palmer. He's the founder and CEO of Paragon Lending.